This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio.
In a world where jobs are how most people make money, one man, one desire, one challenge dares to break the mold. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where we don't work for money. Money works for us. Coming soon, viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manassero.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network. I'm your host, Bill Manassero, and this is a show where 50-plussers and anyone else who wants to join us get solid, no-sales-pitch real estate investing advice to help generate real cash flow. This podcast airs twice weekly on Mondays and Fridays, and if you aren't already a subscriber, go to iTunes, type in Old Dog, spelled D-A-W-G, find our podcast, and subscribe. Well, we have a great show ahead for you today. You know, we talk so much about numbers and loans and mortgages and all of these things that are a part of real estate investing. If you can master those things and the numbers and the finding the markets and analyzing properties, you can be very successful in real estate investing. But if you have personal finance issues, it could throw everything off. And if you are not managing your personal finances properly, it's really difficult to go into another area where you're going to be investing your hard-earned money to make profits in real estate investing. Well, today we have a great show for you because we have a gentleman who is the expert on personal finance. His name is Jordan Goodman. And Jordan Goodman has spent the past 40 years focused on one mission: to help Americans do better with their money. In a career spanning newspapers, magazines, books, radio, television, live events, teleseminars, and the internet, he has helped millions of people to solve their financial problems and realize their financial dreams. An honors graduate of Amherst College, Jordan had just received his master's degree from the Columbia University School of Journalism in 1977, when he launched an award-winning consumer-oriented newspaper insert, Info, which reached 4 million readers every week. That early foray into consumer journalism soon led to an 18-year stint at Money Magazine, the foremost personal finance magazine in the U.S., where Jordan reported and wrote on every aspect of personal finance. During his tenure at Money, he also became a regular presence on radio and television programs around the country. When Jane Pauley and Bryant Gumbo of the Today Show wanted to refute some of the more dubious strategies of financial guru Charles Givens in 1986, it was Jordan they asked to face down Givens. When Ted Koppel needed a financial expert to explain to Nightline viewers the implications of the stock market crash on October 19, 1987, it was Jordan to whom he turned. While at Money Magazine, Jordan also began to write the first of his 14 highly acclaimed books on personal finance, The Barron's Dictionary of Finance and Investment Terms. Jordan co-authored that with John Downs, and it's been translated into Spanish, German, Russian, Japanese, and Chinese, and has sold over 3 million copies worldwide. Now in its 10th edition, it is considered a classic in its field and a staple on the syllabi of college personal finance and business courses, MBA classes, and security training seminars. In the 34 years since the dictionary was first released, Jordan has also written Barron's Finance and Investment Handbook, Everyone's Money Book, the Everyone's Money Book series, Reading Between the Lines, How to Avoid Becoming a Victim of Wall Street's Next Scandal, and Master Your Money. Whew! That is really quite a resume you've got for you, Jordan.
Great to be with you, Bill.
It's great to have you here. And boy, I'm looking forward to you sharing some personal finance tips here for our members.
I love to do it. And in real estate particularly, if you do it right, you can be very profitable and really work out very well and provide a nice passive income for you. If you do it wrong, it can lead to financial ruin. And there's a little bit of each, but I'd say a lot of people go into these things without having the proper personal finance education or habits, and it ends up being wrong. You saw what happened in 2008, 2009, when people had over-leveraged themselves terribly, and people were, they used to call it jingle mail. They'd send the keys into the bankers because here's another person who just abandoned their house. You know, so that was not a good time. And even today, I mean, even though the economy is much better, the real estate market's much better in most places, people are over-leveraging themselves. They're replaying a lot of the mistakes they made 10 years ago. And I think some people get into trouble. So I'm going to try to give some very practical resources with websites and specific things people can do to improve their personal finances and specifically their real estate investing by setting up. I like to say you set up the right habits and then you get good results. Investing and doing all these things, it's not an accident. It's not a one-time event. It's setting up ongoing habits that produce good results.
That's great. Well, just out of curiosity too, now you have this very strong background more on the journalistic side, but on the financial side, how did you actually move into that area? Did you have some sort of a background in finance?
I did. I mean, from an early age, I was always interested in financial matters. My grandfather was actually a very, very successful businessman. He did he made silk stockings in the 1920s. That was a good time to be selling silk stockings, and built an empire. And so he was always kind of an inspiration in various ways. My mother was always very much interested in investing and told me about stocks and all that from quite an early age. I was a very early entrepreneur, I guess you might say. I'll tell you my original story, Bill. We had a house in Cape Cod in Hyannis in the summers, and the right near where the boats, the ferries go over to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. Starting at age 9, I started delivering the Cape Cod Times. And then starting at age 12, I started selling those papers onto the ferries because people would be sitting there for like 5 minutes. Well, that's nice, but there's nothing to do. And then I'd get the papers from the newspaper where they were going to be thrown out anyway. I'd take them in my bike, go down there. And by the time the boat left, whatever, 3/4 of the people had the paper. I had zero cost of goods. I'd charge them in those days like 25 cents a paper, and I'd just keep doing it over and over and over. So I'd make like $200 or $300 a day starting at age 12. There was a supply of papers that was going to be thrown anyway. There was a demand. I put the two together. So I've always been a kind of a journalist/entrepreneur, I guess you might say.
Since 9 years old, that's you started early.
And then I went to Amherst College in Massachusetts. I did some economics there. I went to the London School of Economics my junior year in London. I then went to the Columbia School of Journalism and specialized in economic and business reporting. And soon after that, was at Money Magazine for 18 years. So learned some things in school, but a lot of stuff you learn on the job, frankly. And being at Money I was there from 1979 through the late 90s. And you know the boom years of the stock market and real estate and Reagan's tax reform. And I mean, I was there for all of it. So I learned a lot on the job. And basically what I love about it is journalism that actually helps people. It's service journalism. It's not just political mudslinging or something. It's like, how do I allocate my 401k? Or, how do I get the best mortgage? Just practical things that can actually help people. And that's what I love about it so much.
Well, you've definitely got an amazing legacy here that you've created. We feel honored to have you here. Let's dig into some of the specifics you think that might be helpful for our particular audience.
So in the real estate investing area, you can do it actively, which is what you're talking about. But for a lot of people, they don't want to be active. They have other jobs. They don't have the time. They don't have the personality, the expertise to do it. But it doesn't mean you can't profit from real estate passively just by investing in something and getting a nice return from it without having to be an expert in real estate at all. So that's a good way to go. And there are actually these funds out called Secured Real Estate Funds, where you can get a yield of 8% plus, the plus being profit sharing, on an annual basis. You can take monthly checks if you like. You can reinvest those checks if you like, or take them into your checking account on a regular basis. And there's a place to get an 8% yield at a time when in the bank you're getting zero, basically, or long-term treasury bonds, 2.8, something like that. So it's a way of getting significantly higher yields without having to be an expert in investing. There's a website. I'm going to give you a website for everything, Bill, so people can actually take action. And that website is securedrealestatefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2102. And what they're doing is they're lending money short term, like over a year or so, to commercial real estate projects all over the country, maybe 30 different projects in many different places all over the country. So they're diversified geographically and to many different types of commercial real estate projects, apartment buildings, medical offices, student housing, assisted living, parking lots, just all kinds of different projects. And the common theme they have, which actually might be helpful to your listeners beyond just this particular investment, is what they call collaborative lending, meaning that the fund is like a partner with the builder developer to get the project done in a really good way. And they're not just like a bank giving them the money, that's it. They really are a partner all the way along to make sure it works well. And in return for that, the builder developer, the borrower, gives them a piece of the profits when the building is sold at a profit. So that's where you get that additional amount beyond the 8%, which is a profit sharing distribution, which happens on a quarterly basis when buildings are sold at a profit that's shared with them. So it's kind of a unique strategy, really, to you get these 8% yields, but you're getting an additional, it's going to be an additional half to 1% on top of the 8% on a regular basis. I'll just give you an example, Bill, if this would be helpful, of a project I did recently.
Sure.
There was a guy who had a big house in Boulder, Colorado, and he'd been renting it out to two students. I think Colorado, University of Colorado is right there forever. But he wanted to change the house around, so he got a loan from the fund. Took him a year. He completely rejiggered the house, and a year later had four apartments in the same building instead of two. So his cash flow doubled from the same building, and the value of the house was up maybe 50%. When your cash flow doubles, the value of the house goes up a lot. So he was willing to pay maybe a 10% or so interest rate for a year to get the project done. He couldn't get a local bank to help him, and this was his way of getting the project done. And then when he sells the house, some of that profit is going to go to the fund, and 80% of that profit is distributed to the shareholders of the fund. So that's an example of what it's what they call forced appreciation. And they're adding value to the property. It's going up because of what he's doing to it, not expecting inflation in the Boulder market or something like that. So that might be something that might be helpful to your listeners, is to use the kind of collaborative lending model to do forced appreciation. And it's a win-win for everybody. The builder developer gets his project done. The fund gets a return. They get a piece of the profit. And the investor gets a nice return as well. So it's a win-win all the way around. And that's what I'm all about, Bill, is win-win-win.
I love it. And what's a minimum investment?
$5,000 is the minimum.
Gotcha.
And there are no commissions. In other words, you put in $5,000 or $10,000, the full amount gets invested. And the way the fund makes its money is they're taking it out of the returns on the fund. So again, you as the investor are getting 8%. They're probably charging 10%. So they get a 2% management fee out of the returns on the fund. But from your point of view, 100% of what you invest is getting the 8%+ by putting it into that fund. So minimum 5,000, minimum hold time 1 year. Because these are not liquid funds. They're constantly coming in and out. So after a year, you can get your money. But it's a minimum hold of 1 year. You can do it inside an IRA if you like, outside an IRA, compound it, take the money as checks. So there's something for the average person who does not want to get their hands dirty in doing real estate deals, where you have experts who've been doing, the people running this fund have been doing this for 30 years, basically, very, very consistently.
It sounds a lot like crowdfunding, even.
It kind of is. Now, this is technically what's called a Regulation A-plus fund, which is crowdfunding, basically.
Okay.
People who may not be familiar with that, in 2012, Congress passed what's called the Jobs Act of 2012, which offered this opportunity to do, in effect, crowdfunding. Regulation A-plus funds allows the average individual to get into something which in the past would have been only big institutions. I mean, $5,000 for the average individual in the past would be like $100 million or something like that for a pension fund. So the Reg A Plus allows individuals to get in for a smaller amount and allows people to get their projects done in a way they couldn't have done before. Now, a lot of these projects are relatively small, 500,000, a million, something like that. Banks typically like to make loans of 25, 50, 100 million to make it worth their time. So it's kind of a niche that it helps people get their projects done. It helps investors get returns they couldn't get otherwise. And there actually was a good piece of legislation that's actually now helping people. And that's this Jobs Act of 2012, creating this whole kind of universe of crowdfunding.
That's great. And the investors get to pick their project?
No. No. Completely passive.
Okay.
The fund managers who've been doing this for a long time, they pick and vet all the projects. The maximum loan to value that they're going to land is 70% loan to value.
Gotcha.
So there's always a 30% cushion, or what I call skin in the game, by the part of the builder developer. He's not going to walk away from something he's got a lot of money involved in, and he's going to succeed once the project is done. So that's the criteria for it.
Great, great. Oh, great tip. I appreciate that. We'll have that link on our website and our show notes for this episode. So you guys can go directly there. There's also a phone number listed as well. So great. Well, what else you got for us?
All right. So another strategy that a lot of people are probably not familiar with is called mortgage equity optimization. Now, what that is, it allows you to pay a 30-year mortgage off literally in 5 to 7 years on your existing level of income. Are you familiar with that strategy, Bill?
I don't think so.
Good. Oh, good. Well, you're going to, if you, the master, don't know about it, a lot of your followers may not know about it either.
Far from that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I mean, this is a very powerful strategy. Now, you can use it for your own home, or you can use it for rental properties.
And wow. Oh, that's
properties
great.
That you have. So you can become free and clear much, much, much faster than 30 years on the existing income that you're generating from rents or your own house, either way. So I'm going to give you a very simple explanation of how it works. There is a website, we can go into it in more detail, which is truthinequity.com. And I actually sent you a chapter from my book. One of my books is called Master Your Debt. And chapter 6 of that book is called Mortgage Free in 5 to 7 Years, where I go into this in more detail. But I'm going to give you a kind of rough fusion of how this thing works. So with the traditional system, you keep your money in the bank in a checking account, earning zero, and you pay on a mortgage for 30 years. You make the same payment for 30 years. The first 10 to 15 years, pretty much all interest. You're making very, very little progress on the principal with a traditional mortgage, right? And then when people refinance, they start a new 30-year clock all over again. Even though their payment and interest rate may be lower, they threw away all the interest they paid for 10 years or however long it's been by starting a new 30-year clock. So this system works really well for the banks. They get your money for free in the checking account, and they charge you interest for the rest of your life, basically, is the way it works, okay? So banks aren't going to tell you about any alternative because the whole system is working real well for them. Mortgage optimization completely reverses the table, and now your money is actually working for you instead of the bank. What an unusual idea. So here's how it works. You have your traditional first mortgage. You know, say you have a whatever 4% or some kind of a good rate. In addition to the first, you get a home equity line of credit, or it's what's called a HELOC, H-E-L-O-C, which is a liquid line against your house, okay? You can put money in, you can take it out completely with no penalties, electronically, just make it very, very easy. It's like having a checking account, basically, backed by your house. Now, you take that HELOC, and you take money from the HELOC and pay down your first a little bit. And then you keep your money, which is normally sitting in the checking account, earning nothing, in the HELOC, pushing your balance down every day. You pay the HELOC off, and then you pay more towards the first, and you can have the whole thing paid off in 5 or 6 years. Let me just give an oversimplified example, Bill, of how this might work. All righty? So say you had a house worth $300,000, and you have a $200,000 first at 4%, you know, some kind of a good rate. All right? You then go out and get a $50,000 HELOC, which you just opened up, so you haven't used it yet. You would write a $50,000 check on the HELOC towards your first. Now, instead of owing $200, you owe $150. You keep your income in that HELOC, and every day you're making progress on that principal. So after, say, a year or so, you pay that $50,000 HELOC off to zero. Then you do it again. You write another $50,000 check in the HELOC towards the first. So instead of owing $150, you now owe $100. Take another year to pay the HELOC off. You do it twice more. So after 4 years, your first is paid off. And now you pay off the HELOC. And in 5 years, you are now mortgage free. That makes sense to you?
Yeah. What a great plan. That's excellent.
Now, your money every day, instead of sitting in the checking account doing nothing, is in that HELOC pushing down the balance. HELOCs are based on what's called average daily balance. How much do I owe today? And so just to give you a super simple example, say you just did the $50,000 the first time and you get a paycheck for $1,000 or rent check for $1,000. You put into your HELOC. You've now paid the balance down from $50,000 to $49,000. So you owe interest on $49,000 instead of $50,000, right? And as more income keeps going to that HELOC, you're pushing the balance down every day. And then you pay your bills out of the HELOC as well. So the balance is going down, 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 down every day. And one day a month, if you can combine all your bills onto one credit card, say, your balance will go up. But you're making progress on your principal every day. Now, as a real estate investor, instead of keeping the money that you're getting from rents in the checking account, you open a HELOC on the rental property, and your renters are paying your mortgage off in 5 years instead of 30 years. Or you are now free and clear in 5 or 6 years, something like that. So you see, it works both as an owner-occupier and for rental properties. That makes sense?
Yeah, but I always thought that HELOC was only on your principal residence.
You can get them on rental properties as well. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, there are other ways of doing this. You can actually use it with personal lines of credit. It's not quite as good. Now, with the HELOC, they changed the tax law at the end of last year, and the interest on HELOCs is no longer deductible. It used to be, it is no longer deductible. So it's not quite as good as what it was, but interest deductions are always overrated anyway. You get a deduction at your tax rate. And since tax rates have come down, you get less value for your deduction. So it was nice to have a deduction. You don't have that anymore. The main thing is to pay your debt off much, much, much faster. So when you go to that website I mentioned, truthinequity.com, free website, you put in there's a personal profile, and you put in all the numbers that apply to your situation. Here's my income, here's my expenses, the value of the house, the mortgage payment, all those things. And it's going to instantly, once you fill it in, come back and say, okay, based on what you're doing today, it's going to take you 28 and a half years to pay off your mortgage. With the numbers you just gave us, for you, it'll be 5.6 years, whatever it comes out to be. And they show you step by step how to implement the plan. So there's a strategy that will literally save your followers 25 years off their mortgage and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in needless interest. And a bank will never tell you about that.
I love it. I love it. All right. Don't stop. Keep going here. What else?
All righty. So for people who are considered American heroes, they have all kinds of special deals in the real estate market, both mortgages and buying and selling a home. Now, a hero is defined as active duty military, veterans, police, fire, EMTs, law enforcement of any kind, healthcare, doctors, dentists, teachers, clergy, you know, the whole bunch of different people who are basically service professionals for, you know, the greater good of all of us, I guess. And it's nice you go in the airport and you say thank you for your service when you see a military person, but how about giving them thousands of dollars to help with their real estate instead? Isn't that better?
I love it. Oh, this is great.
So there's a program called Heroes Come First, and the website is heroescomefirst.com, and it offers several things. First thing is when you're buying a home, you get a rebate of 1/4 of the real estate agent's commission back to you, which can be thousands of dollars, depending on the price of the home. And when you sell a home, you can get a rebate of 1/4 of the real estate agent's commission when you sell a home. So that's a huge amount of money right there. Also, you get a lower interest rate, and all the closing costs involved with buying a home of some kind, I won't go through them all. You know all the different closing costs. You get discounts on all those as well. The escrow fees and the title search and surveys, all those things involved, you get discounts on it. It's a way of giving back to people who give to us all the time, basically. So it can dramatically save you a lot of money, both on buying a home, on selling a home, and all the mortgage itself, and all the closing costs related to a mortgage. So again, the website for that, heroescomefirst.com. I like to give back to people, and there's a good way of doing it and saving them literally thousands of dollars, depending on the price of their home.
That's great. Irregardless of who your lender is?
Well, you go to that heroescomefirst.com, and then they refer you to a lender in your area, and a real estate agent. It's not every real estate agent. It's a real estate agent who is signed up to work through Heroes Come First.
Got it.
And then the title company and all the people involved in the whole closing, they have to be signed up with Heroes Come First. For them, it's a way of getting business they wouldn't get otherwise. And they give up a little bit of their profit. A real estate agent, you know, is going to keep 75% of his commission instead of 100, but 75% of a big number is better than 100% of zero. So they're willing to do it, basically.
That's great. That's great.
So you have to go through that website, heroescomefirst.com. And maybe you have people in your audience who are lenders or real estate agents. They can sign up for that thing and get business they wouldn't get otherwise. So it can help them as well.
I love it. I have a question myself. You know, most of our listeners are 50 plusers. Some of them are approaching retirement. There are many that are already retired. And boy, I mean, I know for myself, you know, at my age, I'm getting a lot of mail on reverse mortgages. Everything, telemarketing, you name it. It's all coming. Right. This is, you know, something I know a lot of people have received and some understand it, some don't. What are your opinions on reverse mortgages? Is that a resource that folks that are either approaching retirement or in retirement, you know, would benefit from?
In the right circumstance, it can be good. And it's not for everybody, but in the right circumstance, it's good. Basically, reverse mortgage, you have to be at least 62 years or older. You have to own your home. Typically, most people taking reverse mortgages are already still going to have some of the balance on their traditional first mortgage. So you get a reverse mortgage for the value of your home. Now, the older you are, the more you get, because it's based on actuarial tables. So if you do it at 62, you're going to get an awful lot less than if you did it at 70 or 75 or 80, because they think you're going to last less long is what it kind of comes down to. Okay. So that's the first thing. Then they're going to appraise your house and you're going to get maybe 50% of the value of the house. And you don't get it all up front. Typically you get it in two payments, an upfront amount. And then a year later, you'll get another amount. You can get it as a lump sum. You can get it as a line of credit, where you can access it anytime you like, or as an annuity. So it'll be a regular payment to you for the rest of your life. So you take out this reverse mortgage, and then you're going to pay off your first mortgage. That's money is going to be used. And then the excess amount that you have, don't go blow it on a Caribbean vacation or something, okay? This is your equity that you built up over many years of living in that home. So frankly, I would say invest it. So it's going to produce income for you. I mean, we talked before about the securedrealestatefunds.com as a way to get 8% yield on it. So that would be an ideal scenario where people need income. They want to keep their home and stay in their home. They pay off their first mortgage. They don't have that expense anymore. Whatever's left over, they can invest in. And so you're helping yourself both ways. You're paying off your debts and you won't have a mortgage payment, and you're increasing your income by investing it in a responsible kind of way. So that's when I think it's appropriate. Now, in a certain way, it's kind of what I call the last resort, not the first resort. It's not something you should do easily. This is the equity you built up over many, many years, and you want to be careful with it. But in the right circumstance, I think it can be good. There's a place that I refer people to that I think is the best one out there called reverseloanchoices.com. And they've also got a phone number, 833-785-3390, and they'll look around the country to get you the best reverse mortgage anywhere. You do see a lot of TV ads particularly, and they always have these celebrities. They used to have Fred Thompson, and I think then they had the Fonz. Remember that? They had Henry Winkler. and lately, I think it's Tom Selleck. You know, these guys don't do this for free, okay? They're charging a pretty penny to put their names to these things. So that's probably the most expensive way to do a reverse mortgage. Also, the federal regulations say that you have to have a housing consultation, a housing counselor, to go over the whole situation with you to make sure that you understand everything and it's appropriate for you. Because people were doing reverse mortgages that were not really appropriate for them, kind of as a last gasp. And then they didn't have enough money to pay the property taxes and insurance. Today, you have to prove that you have enough money to pay the property taxes and insurance. So in the right circumstance, I think it can be fine. But it shouldn't be the first thing you think of, when you enter retirement.
Gotcha. Got a question for you. What do you think is maybe the biggest mistakes that people make at my age and older regarding their finances, personal finances?
Too much debt. They've got too much. People should, in theory, be entering retirement debt-free. That's a nice idea.
Right.
A lot of them today are not. It's not only mortgages. So say they refinance their mortgage to get a lower rate, and they refinanced when they were 50 or something. You know, they're going to pay it off at 80. And we just gave you a technique to pay it off faster. So mortgage debt, credit card debt, soaring these days. A lot of people go into credit card debt. And the new thing now, Bill, is student loan debt. People are taking on student loan debt. The students are, they get maxed out. The parents are, they get maxed out. Who's next? The grandparents are now being asked to take money out of their IRAs or their pensions, even home equity loans, for their grandchildren. Okay. Nice sentiment. Bad idea. Okay. You don't have time to recover, and your income's going down in retirement, not up. But I see that. I'm just saying this is a realistic thing where you're seeing grandparents now taking on student loan debt because their kids and grandkids are so maxed out by student loan. So that and gentlemen, this is why I did this book called Master Your Debt, because people are way, way over their heads in debt these days. And particularly as they're entering retirement, in past generations, they hadn't taken on that. Maybe they had a mortgage they paid off. They didn't have anything close to the student loan debt we had today or credit card debt. So that's what I see as the biggest problem, and it's a kind of an albatross around their neck, because if you don't have the income and you have this huge amount of debt and you're making the minimum payments, it'll take you into your grave to pay this thing off, basically.
Oh, sure. Well, we have the time is zipping by here, so I have a little session we have here called the Wrap It Up, which basically okay. Ask you a series of quick questions. And again, it's focused on resources that our listeners will be able to use. So if you're ready, go ahead and wrap it up. How about your favorite business book?
My favorite business book is a book by Rick Edelman, which is called The Truth About Your Future. The money guide you need now, later, and much later. And basically what he talks about is all the new technologies that are taking over our world today. And instead of being a victim of them, how you can have them work for you. Artificial intelligence, cloud computing, driverless cars, robotics, bioengineering. I mean, I could go on and on. All these things are happening, and most people don't really understand them that well. But so he explains how they work and then how you can invest in them to have them work for you. So that's one of my favorite kind of general business books these days.
Great. How about your most valuable website for success? Now, of course, we're going to be listing yours, so that will be listed here. But what the third-party website is one that you found a lot of value in?
I think Yahoo Finance is very good. Yahoo Finance has all kinds of good resources on it. And even though it's now owned by Verizon, I would still go to Yahoo Finance.
Great. How about app? Do you have an app, you know, apps on your phone? And do you have a favorite app that just you really love?
Let's see. Well, there's something called Cinch, C-I-N-C-H, Cinch.com. And it's like a robo-advisor for your personal finances. And I think they charge like $4 or something. And it takes over all these aspects of your personal finances and keeps you on a budget and makes sure you get good deals on credit cards and save on telephone, all kinds of different things. So Cinch.com would be a good app for people to try out.
I love it. Okay, and this one, I'm going to try this one on you. I don't know how it'll work, but generally what I do is I ask, you know, real estate investors, if they lost everything they had and all they had was $1,000 in cash, how would you rebuild your you know, your life and your business and so forth if you only had $1,000 in cash?
The key word in business is leverage. And by leverage, I don't mean debt. I mean leveraging your relationships and contacts with other people. So maybe you had going well and then you fell down to where you are now. If you still have those relationships, you can leverage your way back up to success again. So it wouldn't be easy, but I think it could be done if you've got a good reputation, because you and some other person that's got different kind of attributes and skills, the two of you together can do far more than each of you can do independently. So I would leverage all the relationships you have, starting with that $1,000.
Great, great. Wow. Well, this has been a fantastic show. There is so much good information in here, and we will definitely list all these links as well, especially the go.moneyanswers.com/REI, which will be a great page for all of our listeners. and all the other resources that you've mentioned as well. And could you also just mention, you know, what's the best way for folks to reach you?
So my website is moneyanswers.com. I've had it for a long time. And they just find all kinds of things there. I've got videos, the YouTube, Money Answers YouTube channel. I'm the host of what's called the Money Answers Show, which is on the Voice America Business Network. And I've done that since 2007. So there's like 600 shows on there. The YouTube channel, just all kinds of ways. And again, glad to take emails from your listeners at moneyanswers.com.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Jordan. I cannot thank you enough. I think there's just a lot of meat there that people will be able to take Great. Back with them. So thank you for being our guest and just, you know, just being here and taking time to share your expertise.
I have a passion for it. I think you can see. I really have a passion for helping people. I mean, just look at what we did in our time together.
I
we
know.
Have them earning 8% on their money with the Secured Real Estate Fund. We have them paying their mortgage off in 5 years instead of 30 years on the same level of income with thetruthandequity.com. We helped out American Heroes save a huge amount buying and selling homes and doing mortgages with the heroescomefirst.com. And we helped them explore whether a reverse mortgage would be good for them or not, reverseloanchoices.com. So those are all hopefully really useful resources that'll help your followers. I've actually created a landing page for your people to actually get some resources of these things. And that landing page is go.moneyanswers.com, and they do /REI, like the real estate, you know, for you.
Yeah,
so,
real estate investors.
So go.moneyanswers.com/REI, and you'll see some things there. I have a monthly newsletter that I send out. At my website, moneyanswers.com, I've got all kinds of resources. These are just a few examples, and not only in real estate. I've got things about credit cards and insurance, just all kinds of other ways, and blogs and newsletters and videos. I have a YouTube channel. So I'm loaded with resources, Bill. I'd love to help your people in any way I can. And I'm glad to take emails as well. There's a little Ask Jordan box there. They can write emails to me, and I love to help people. This is what I've been doing for a long, long time.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That personal attention is that's priceless. That's excellent. Well, we're not quite done, though.
I hear there's something coming.
Yes. There is something coming here, and this is, you know, this is what I always say. You know, whatever you had mentioned before, you kind of lose all your credibility after this one. No, I'm just kidding, but it's just a fun thing we do because we're called the Old Dogs REI Network, right? So
I'm an old dog myself, so I would agree.
Oh,
with you.
Yes. Man, I'll tell you, you definitely got a young. A young heart here, and what a lot of energy! I'll tell you, got. I'm envious here. Well, let's turn all that energy into your best old hound dog, Hal. What do you say, Jordan?
Ahoo!
There
it is. I don't know how that ranks, but that's the best I can do.
It's okay. I think it'll pass the test here. Well, thank you, Jordan, for being with us, and. I can't thank you enough. And I also want to thank all our old dog listeners out there, too, for joining us. I know there's a lot of other things you could be doing right now, but the fact that you've taken the time to join us means a lot, and we greatly appreciate it. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links, and there are a lot of great links here that Jordan gave us, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the show with Jordan Goodman. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.